Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After watching code schools go out of business one by one over the past several years, we were surprised to learn that another one has surfaced in our state with what looks to be a different business model. Kevin Schumacher is executive director of the Create Opportunity program offered through the South Carolina Technical College System Foundation. He joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
So tell us about this new code school and why the tech school system decided to get involved.
Absolutely. It's called Create Opportunity, and it's actually been going on for about 4 years. We've had 31 graduates. 26 of those are still at the original employer. We have about 12 graduates every year that come through the program. Our employer partners are thankful to have them come on board. Finding the right people with the right aptitude in the situation where they can go through an 8-month program without another form of employment, you know, whittles down to a pretty small group. Then they still have to survive this very intensive course. I wouldn't call it a code school. That sounds like a camp. What we do is we look for people who are in underserved or underrepresented populations in the software development industry or coming from a non-traditional path, and we give them an opportunity to take this 7 to 8 month course that is provided by Midlands Tech. We pay for the tuition. We give them a stipend over the course of the 8 months. And this enables people who are in a situation where they can't afford school, they can still attend, but it's so intensive that you can't work during that time. We are very invested in making sure that the people we bring into the program have the capabilities, the aptitude, the personality profile, and the support to get through the program and become strong developers in the future for their employers.
And so there is still indeed a demand for software developers, you know, with all the layoffs we've heard about from big tech like Amazon and Google, et cetera.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of those layoffs are occurring in California, New York. They're not having a large effect here in South Carolina. We still have over 1,000 person gap every year in this field.
In what particular industries are you seeing the most demand for software engineers?
Our graduates seem to fit in a lot of different industries. You know, years ago, we had people in customer service. They can fit in any industry because technology is so profuse throughout every industry now. Our graduates go everywhere from insurance, pharmaceuticals, to transportation, healthcare. We even have someone with the United Way. So really, our graduates stretch across many industries. But any company of 50 to 100 employees has some IT needs. Companies over 200 have an IT department. So any company that is using technology in any form needs our services in some way.
Talk about the funding then for this that allows all of this to be covered, all these costs covered for the students. I know you said it's through Midlands Tech, through the Technical College System Foundation. Are some corporate partners involved as well that are paying you to train them because they want to hire them right away?
Yes. One of our largest contributors is Colonial Life. They only hire one person each cohort, but they believe in the program, so they contribute a lot of money. The South Carolina Quantum Project, who's involved in building tech knowledge in the state, is also helping support this. Also Cyberwoven, they're a web development company here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Do you expect this to expand across the state where other technical colleges are located?
That is the plan. We're hoping to be in another major South Carolina city by the first quarter of 2025, and then hopefully in a third city by the following year. I think as we go statewide, 12 to 15 graduates a year is going to be really nice for the surrounding communities.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to share this with us.
Thanks, Mike. I really enjoyed it.
Kevin Schumacher is executive director of the Create Opportunity Program offered through the South Carolina Technical College System Foundation. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia. We will have a link to the program posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, wherever you find podcasts, with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.